Americans this weekend are celebrating the beginning of their country, the 4th of July, the glorious 4th. This is a good time to remember those who came together in another time to forge a new nation based on the eternal ideas of freedom and individual liberty. Today, let's look at a marvelous story connected with this day. It's the passing of the two men most connected with the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. You're listening to Longitude. This is a special 4th of July edition. I'm Darris McNeely. 50 years to the day from which the 4th of July was officially proclaimed and not exactly signed, but at least the beginning of the United States of America, the two men most connected with the document that heralds the birth of this nation both died and passed away in different locations almost to the same hour, at least on the same day. The story of that passing is unique. After they had died, Daniel Webster, of his age, said that their passing on the nation's 50th birthday was proof from on high that our country and its benefactors are objects of his care, meaning the care of God. I think that that is an interesting statement. I'd like to read to you today, as part of this 4th of July special edition of Longitude, a story of the passing of those two men, as written in the book John Adams, the biography of John Adams, done a few years ago by the historian David McCullough. I think as McCullough records the death of those two men, one in Massachusetts, the other on his hilltop home in Virginia, it's a good story to go back and to remember on this special day. Let me begin by reading on page 645 of John Adams. Early on the morning of Tuesday, July 4th, as the first cannon of the day commenced firing in the distance, the Reverend George Whitney arrived at the house, speaking of Adams's house, to find the old gentleman was drawing to his end. Dr. Holbrook was there and declared to us that he could not live more than through the day. Adams lay in bed with his eyes closed, breathing with great difficulty. Thomas sent off an urgent message to John Quincy to say their father was sinking rapidly. As efforts were made to give Adams more comfort by changing his position, he awakened. Told that it was the 4th, he answered clearly, "It is a great day. It is a good day." At Monticello, Thomas Jefferson had been unconscious since the night of July 2nd, his daughter Martha, his physician Robley Dunglison, and others keeping watch. At about 7 o'clock in the evening of July 3rd, Jefferson awakened and uttered a declaration. "This is the 4th. Or, this is the 4th of July." Told that it would be soon, he slept again. 2 hours later, at about 9, he was roused to be given a dose of laudanum, which he refused, saying, "No, doctor, nothing more." Sometime near 4 in the morning, Jefferson spoke his last words, calling in the servants with a strong, clear voice, according to the account of his grandson, Thomas Jefferson Randolph, but which servants he called or what he said to them are unknown. Jefferson died at approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon of July 4th, as bells in Charlottesville could be faintly heard ringing in celebration in the valley below. At Quincy, the roar of cannon grew louder as the hours passed, and in mid-afternoon a thunderstorm struck. The artillery of heaven, as would be said, to be followed by a gentle rain. Adams lay peacefully, his mind clear by all signs. Then, late in the afternoon, according to several who were present in the room, he stirred and whispered clearly enough to be understood, "Thomas Jefferson survives." Somewhat later, struggling for breath, he whispered to his granddaughter Susanna, "Help me, child, help me." Then lapsed into a final silence. At about 6:20, his heart stopped. John Adams was dead. As those present would remember ever after, there was a final clap of thunder that shook the house. The rain stopped, and the last sun of the day broke through dark, low-hanging clouds, bursting forth with uncommon splendor at the moment of his exit, with a sky beautiful and grand beyond description. John Marston would write to John Quincy. By nightfall, the whole town knew. This is a good story to remember on this good day. Happy 4th of July, everyone. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.